Today in Portland, Oregon, a jury found that tobacco giant Philip Morris had falsely represented low-tar cigarettes as safer than regular cigarettes. The jury ordered the company to pay $150 million in punitive damages. Joining us now is reporter Tony Green of the Portland Oregonian. He's been following this trial. Tony, the money goes to the estate of a former smoker?
The money goes to the estate of a smoker, woman by the name of Michelle Schwarz, who died a couple years ago at the age of 53.
In 1999, of lung cancer.
That's correct.
Now explain how the judgment breaks down.
The damages worked like this. $150 million in punitive damages. The actual damages were relatively small. $118,000 in economic damages and $50,000 in pain and suffering. What the jury was asked, what percent they thought Philip Morris was responsible and what percent they thought Michelle Schwarz was responsible, and it was 51-49. So I think it was a pretty close call. And under Oregon law, if the smoker had been 51% responsible, she would have her estate would have received nothing.
Now, this is really the latest in a series of judgments against big tobacco, and this issue revolved around the idea of low-tar cigarettes.
Yeah, and that's the first time that the low-tar cigarette theory has gone before a jury. There are, I think, at least a dozen low-tar or light cigarette cases, mostly class actions, I believe, pending around the country. So a lot of people were interested in this case to see how a jury would respond to it. And basically, the argument is that smokers believe that low-tar cigarettes are not as bad for you and that cigarette companies market them as such. But according to the plaintiffs, in fact, smokers, through sort of almost unconscious behavior by inhaling more deeply or smoking closer to the butt, get just as much nicotine and tar as if they were smoking any other type of regular cigarette, and that the tobacco industry kind of takes advantage of this misapprehension.
Now, does Philip Morris have a case for an appeal, and do you think the company will?
Well, they'll definitely appeal, and they're very successful on appeal. They really have not lost, despite what's being described as a West Coast losing streak. This is the fifth West Coast jury a verdict in a row they've lost. They almost always win everywhere else. So they certainly will appeal, and they're going to appeal in a variety of ways involving what evidence the judge allowed and didn't allow in, along with how he instructed the jury. The other thing they're going to ask the judge to do right away, within a couple of weeks, is reduce the punitive damage award. The U.S. Supreme Court has said that punitive damages must bear some resemblance to the size of the actual damages. And in this case, they're about 900 times larger than the economic and pain and suffering damages.
Reporter Tony Green of the Portland Oregonian. Thanks a lot, Tony.
You're welcome, Leanne.